This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You're listening to the Portsmouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. The next half an hour, it is the Pompey Takeover. And what a time to be having these shows and takeovers. Not only because it's in the second half of the season, Pompey looking really strong. Four successive wins, not just the two wins, obviously, in the league. But there could be another win, could be five tonight, because they're currently in action, playing Scunthorpe, beating Scunthorpe 2-1. And we go to our resident Pompey man, he's Mr. Jake Smith. Jake, always good to you. And once again, you're at the game, giving us live reaction. We absolutely love it, and we appreciate you doing it when you are at the football. But how's it going tonight?
Yeah, it's going well. It's just a nervy game. Scunthorpe are well in it. You can see how good of a side they are in League 2, despite the 40th place. But they do pose an attacking threat. Pompey's got to remain complacent and remain in control of this game. And so far, so good. And kind of into the last 5-10 minutes now, things are getting nervy. But again, it looks as though Pompey are on their way to the semi-finals.
Yeah, unbelievable. Could be on the way to the semi-finals. We're seeing a really, really strong start to the year for Pompey, Jake. What is it that's sort of kicked them on, you know, after this Christmas and New Year period? Because hopefully holding on tonight, it will be five successive wins on the bounce.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's changed, to be honest. It's been a strange one. The start of the year is just, it's been totally different. We've seen a completely changed Pompey as kind of 2019. Kind of start of 2019, back end of last season was quite a torrid time for us. But of course, the start of the season was quite poor as well. So I really can't put my finger on it because nothing really has changed. Of course, there's been signings that come in the form of Seddon and McGee and of course, Rico Hackett Fairchild. But I think it's fair to say that those three rivals haven't necessarily done anything to kind of bolster Pompey's chances so far. It's just been very coincidental that we have picked up form at this time of year.
Yeah, and obviously not just, we know you're unbeaten at home, and obviously playing at home and winning at home again tonight, that away form has picked up, beating Bolton. But obviously one of the men that maybe we can attribute this to, McGeehan, obviously starting against Scunthorpe, a new signing, obviously he was obviously always going to play tonight because he can't play on the weekend against, obviously, because of the cup rules, Barnsley. But just a brilliant performance tonight, and now on the score sheet himself.
Yeah, it's against his former team as well, so he's got not massively something to prove. Of course, he was only on loan at Scunthorpe, but it is his former team. It's an added bit of an incentive to score a goal. It's a fantastic finish from him as well. It's been a midfield of him and Ben Close as well, who, okay, maybe have been a bit quiet throughout the game, but at that sort of pivotal moment, they've been there, and they've been there to provide the goods. And McGee, that's a great finish, as you say. A man with confidence, and so far hasn't put a foot wrong in the Pompey shirt. It's just been solid.
Yeah, and not just a man with confidence, but a team with confidence. And this is what happens. As soon as you string a few victories together, a few results, Jake, then it just seems to happen at the next game and the next game. And then all of a sudden, you don't feel like losing. Yeah. You feel invincible. This is kind of what we're seeing at the minute, aren't we?
Yeah, it is. You know, the EFL Trophy does come under a lot of criticism about how maybe, you know, how unimportant it is and how, you know, maybe it does give away of team's, you know, main objectives, which of course Pompey is promotion. But it does, as you say, provide a good chance to build that momentum, to build that confidence. It's only, I think, 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking here and we were playing Walsall away, weren't we? And we were talking about how we got to the quarterfinals. And since then, you know, we've won every game since still. And it certainly is a massive confidence booster. It's a chance to get all these fringe players and young players, you know, minutes on the pitch. And at the end of the day, a win's a win no matter what competition. Of course, the carrot of Wembley and the carrot of becoming the first team to retain the trophy is something of an added incentive.
Yeah, we know how much Pompey enjoyed that last Wembley day out, Jake. But this was your words, not mine. You just mentioned it since we started the show, going on this winning run. Am I the omen? I'm happy to take it, Jake, if that's how you want to acknowledge it, mate.
Yeah, 100%. I'd take that.
No, well, obviously, I'm keeping a closer eye on it. But it's just interesting because we're speaking of the run, and we said they needed a run, a second-half push. There's always one team that emerges from the pack. I know they're currently outside the playoffs, but it's obviously only on goal difference. And out of all those teams, Jake, that are chasing it, I know Oxford and Sunderland, I believe, are the teams that are above you. But out of those teams that are in those playoff places, I think it's fair to say they're all fearing Pompey, not just because of the run, but they know they're strong. And obviously, how it went last year. And if anyone's going to come and make a dent in that top tier, it will be Pompey, won't it?
Yeah, you like to think so. I think, you know, teams like Oxford and your Peterborough and your Burton as well. OK, yeah, they've definitely got the capability. They've got the squads. And, you know, they can build momentum to get to the Championship. And if any of them do, then fair play to them. Because, you know, whoever ends up there obviously clearly deserves it. But I think, yeah, Pompey being the, you know, I think it's fair to say the biggest team out of all those teams, they're always going to be feared. And I think we are playing at the moment with a lot of confidence and with that momentum, having this unbeaten run. But I don't think it would take some knocking to try and stop us now. And it'll be an interesting end of the season because there's no real standout team, is there? It's just so open. You know, I don't think I can predict at the moment who's going to finish in the top two. We could very well do that. Sunderland could very well do that. You know, Coventry could very well do that. We just have no idea.
Yeah, well, and this is why I asked, because if anyone's going to get into that, it could be Portsmouth. Yeah. I really feel like it could be them at the minute. And obviously, we're talking about five successive wins on the bounce now, and that's across three different competitions. We can't understate the importance of that. How are they managing to do this? Two questions, really, Jake. How are they managing to keep these wins together? How much are they really rotating the side, and how much longer can they keep it up, sustain the wins in all competitions?
I think the key to it is a kind of a positive dressing room, to be honest. I think, you know, things are clicking in place. The team have been patient. The fans haven't been massively patient. I think, you know, down here at Pompey, you do expect kind of imminent success, and when things do go wrong, you do get quite frustrated. But I think the players have remained level-headed throughout the season. They know what each other are capable of. Of course, we've recruited Steve Seddon in the January window. He has been influential on the left-hand side with his deliveries and his set pieces, and of course his left-back play. But I think it's just remaining consistent, remaining, like I say, level-headed. Yeah. The players are professional. We've got the names. We've got the ability in the players to get promoted, and I think they're just not going to let themselves get too down. I think they're very cool and collected. They know what's going to happen at the end of the season. And if any team does get promoted, based on this run of form, we've certainly got the upper hand.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jake, because, you know, I'm not seeing tired legs. Even when they do rotate, they're still winning, and you know, there's not really one competition it's all focused on. I know there has been that rotation, but we're not seeing it, you know, prioritising the league or prioritising this or that, and we're just seeing it go from strength to strength, really, and I'm not seeing any of that changing.
No, not at all. And, you know, the only academy players, there you go,
full time job,
all finished it. Yeah, it's all finished. Everyone's quite an atmosphere at Pratt Park. Only 5,000. Yeah, but yeah, no, like you say, you know, rotation hasn't been massive, and certainly this game, you know, all of the players on the pitch at the moment, the only academy players are kind of first team established members, you know, Ben Close, Brandon Houndstrup, Alex Bass on the bench as well. You know, they may be academy players, but we all know them as first team regulars. So there's no Haji Minoga, no Josh Flint, no Owen Teggart. You know, this is the first team we've got out tonight. And I think that it really shows Kenny's intentions as a manager. He wants to go out to win every game, no matter what competition it is, no matter if it's a friendly. He just likes to win.
Yeah, and the fans deserve a little bit of luck, you know. Obviously, seeing the team at the minute, and 5,000, they're still loving it. I know there's been talks of a ground move in Summersand. They want updates, but they're behind the team, even in a competition that maybe isn't highest on their agenda.
Yeah, exactly. And I think based on what happened last season, of course, we got to Wembley, 44,000 Pompey fans at Wembley that day. I think people are seeing that as, well, do you know what? Okay, we've had our day out. We've had that success last season, and maybe this season it won't be as much of a carrot to get there, because we have been there, we've done that. But the kind of the incentive is there still, that we could be the first team to ever retain the trophy. We know how good a day it was last time out, and we know kind of what confidence it can do to a team. So I think as fans, they've gotten used to the competition, and they're just putting every kind of negative aspect aside and supporting the team, which is great to see. And it'll be interesting in the semi-finals, see if we get a home draw and away tie. But if we get a home draw, it'll be interesting to see how many we get hit throughout the park. So I fully expect, you know, over 10,000.
Oh, Jake, I can't wait, and I'm sure you'll be at that one and we can go to it. I can hear the fans chanting, singing in the background. It's what makes the fan shows. Jake, we really appreciate you coming on, always giving us time, and it is genuinely a pleasure to chat to you. Jake Smith there at the game, always good to hear from him. But this is the Pompey Takeover, but we told you there was so much action tonight. We just heard Portsmouth full-time beating Scunthorpe, now in the semi-finals of that EFL trophy. Chelsea in action, the London Derby clash against Arsenal, the clash at Stamford Bridge. Arsenal down to 10 men, Chelsea 1-0. There's been a goal, but who has it gone? Nigel Bidmy, please tell us all about it.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You're listening to the Pompey Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Still time this evening to have your say, not just on this fan show and all the fan shows. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio, call us 0208 7020 558. What a show we're having so far. Just joined by Jake Smith, who's at the game. He always gives us live reaction from that. We're so grateful for it. Now, though, we go to our main man as well, Freddie Webb from Pompey News Now. Freddie, we just heard from Jake then, and I know you'll be just as pleased, but Pompey, well, they just continue to go from strength to strength. You must be loving it.
No, of course I am. It's a winning mentality that Pompey are making. Go from Kenny Jacket basically taking any competition like seriously, like Jake said earlier.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I know that me and you and on this Pompey fan show spoke about Kenny Jacket, and he was kind of on this shorter leash because obviously how it ended last season. But we're just seeing how good he is, and not just because of this run. We know of his pedigree anyway, but Pompey, where other teams may fade away, they've got the nous, they've got the leadership, and these are the ones to watch now in the second half, aren't they?
Oh, precisely, yeah. Of course, a lot of the time I do have this winning mentality, if you want to give it that, where in so many games, Portsmouth don't look like they're in complete control of the game, or they always let something slip, or they don't play as well as they should do. But that's what good teams do. Even when they play badly, they win games. And last Saturday at Bolton was a perfect example. But Portsmouth didn't deserve to win that game at all, but they still came away with all 3 points.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Bolton game. A really interesting one. Obviously, Christian Burgess scoring his first goal of the season, winning 1-0 at Bolton. You said it there, but Bolton may feel unlucky, but Freddie, that's football, you know. They were maybe worthy of a point, who knows even more. But it's games like this that you can take more heart from. The games that maybe you don't deserve to win, you come away with that W, and these are the games at the end of the season. They're the difference makers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the most vital of all of them. I was there at the game, and completely what you said. Portsmouth didn't deserve very much of that game, especially in the start of the second half. They looked leggy, they couldn't control the midfield at all. It was very direct, almost in an aimless way. But again, fair to Kenny Jacket, he made two substitutions. He put Andy Cannon on at number 10, pushed John Marcus further forward, and that stabilised Pompey for the rest of the game to be able to drop deep and sit on the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Not only are these games the difference makers, but I feel like these are the games that sort of let other teams know in the division and everyone else outside how serious of a contender you are. Because if you're just a middling of the road team, million in a pack, these are the games that then you do draw, you do concede the goals. But this is the game for me that separates the sides. You know, when you're not playing that well and you're still winning, you know, you're still claiming all the points, you're very hard to beat even when you're not going through the gears. This is what sets the teams apart, isn't it?
Oh, precisely, yeah. Well, it's the exact opposite from what it was from the start of the season. Because from the start of the season, in that horrible run in October, Portsmouth, I think, conceded God knows how many last-minute goals. I think they conceded a last-minute goal 3 games in a row in October with Burton, against Burton and Coventry and so on. But now they're grinding out those results now. A couple of additions in January window has helped it, but it's still pretty much the same team, the same tactics. The defence is solid because they've had more games with each other. And yeah, it's all very positive at the moment.
Yeah, it is very positive. Those signings definitely making an impact. I want to talk about that. But I want to talk about a man now quickly who maybe needs to have an impact, possibly take the next Pompey chance he gets because it could be his last. Brett Pittman, obviously not in the side at the minute. What are you making of the situation? What kind of role can he play in the remainder of the season, Freddie?
I'm not too sure, to be honest, because I haven't seen Brett Pittman play. Be picked for a while. For Kenny Jacket, ever since last season, has played him at number 10 because I think in a news article, Brett Pittman said he wanted to play there and he said he could play there. And he wasn't as good as obviously the, 2 seasons ago when he scored 25 goals in the league. I don't think he'll play that much of a role at Portsmouth anymore. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he does move in January. But if he doesn't, I don't see him being a negative influence on the team in any way. He's a professional character, so I'm sure having experienced heads in the dressing room, for example, Pittman, Naylor, Gareth Evans and so on, that can only help the team in the promotion drive.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I thought maybe he does have a role to play, because we're speaking now 5 wins in all competitions in 3 different competitions, but he's a veteran, he's got leadership, he's been there, he's done that, you said a professional character, he knows where the goal is, he knows what he's doing, and you can't have enough of these characters, and when you are playing in a multiple, numerous competitions, you're going to need it for rotation and depth, and maybe is there any way that he actually, when that number's called, because I think it might be that he'll have a role.
Potentially, if Jacket does decide to play him, but to be quite honest with you, I don't see it that much at all. Well, in terms of who's playing at attack in a number 10 spot where Pittman's been playing, he's been playing John Marcus, he's been playing Gareth Evans. I could see him maybe pushing up Cameron McGeehan instead. There are a lot of people in front of Brett Pittman at the moment, but I'm sure that if he does stay, he will probably take his chance if he's called a cup on, but to be honest with you, he's in his last year of his contract and he's regressed. He's certainly regressed as a player since Portsmouth got him on a free 2 years ago. But we'll have to wait and see how much of an impact he actually does.
Yeah, it's obviously a good thing and a bad thing. A bad thing for Brett, but obviously the players in front of him at the minute are performing well, are scoring goals, makes it even harder to get in the side. You touched upon one of them there. I want to talk about 2 of them. Marquis getting on the score sheet today, but obviously Cameron as well. What a difference he's made since signing. I know we always knew he was going to start, can't play on the weekend, but this is someone, and this does happen rare. I want to give him the credit. This isn't the easiest thing, but players when they sign, to hit the ground running straight away and make an impact, it's not always the case, but he's done exactly that, hasn't he, Freddie?
Oh, precisely, yeah. It's always difficult for loan players. They may need those extra couple of games to bed in when they move in January. But Cameron Biddigan's done very well since he started playing. He's been playing a bit deeper next to Tom Naylor. He's a proper box-to-box midfielder with that goal-scoring instinct and that bite and centre midfield. I think that was what was needed against Bolton, because it was a very rough game, a lot of nasty challenges coming in from both teams. So yeah, I'm very pleased with how Cameron's playing. I think the only thing that Kenny Jacket needs to decide now is how he's going to rotate Ben Close, who's Pompey's best creative playmaker in the middle, and Tom Naylor and Cameron McGinn and the rest of the centre fielders around.
Yeah, and obviously we knew that when we started these shows, a few additions could really kick Portsmouth on for this second half of the season. We're seeing that now. But then I suppose the key question, the million-dollar question, Freddie, is how can they sustain this, in your opinion?
Lots of reasons, to be honest with you, but Portsmouth were very unlucky with injuries at the start of the season, so they have to rotate the defence a lot. If they don't get those injuries, I'm sure Kenny Jacket will have a more stable side together. Maybe a couple of additions in January would solidify that up, maybe, but I think it sounds obvious, but just keep winning games. It's that winning mentality which you touched on earlier. That's the reason why Portsmouth are doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And we mentioned how the new signings have made an impact. But I want to talk about one player now who will really give Portsmouth a boost. Obviously, I want to talk about Jack Watmore because of obviously a terrible injury. Injured, I remember it against Cheltenham. He didn't think it was as bad at the time. It has been terrible. Kenny Jacket obviously believes he'll bring that freshness, that enthusiasm to come back. And managers always say that, don't they? Like getting an injured player back is like a new signing. What does he bring to the team and how much has he been missed?
Oh, Jack Watmore's an excellent centre-half. Last season when he was next to Matt Clark, that centre-half partnership was probably one of the best in the division. Proper ball-playing centre-half, lovely aerial ability, links with the full-backs really well with his range of passing. This is his, I think that injury was his third long-term cruciate knee ligament injury, so that was why I was scared about potentially Jack Watmore coming back too quickly, just in case he re-aggravates that injury. For Kenny Jacket to trust him like this, it's a lot of credit to trust a player who's come off that sort of injury record. But if Jack Watmore gets the ground running, him and Christian Burgess have played together many, many times before, and they'll fit like a glove. And I think Portsmouth will only be better for it.
Yeah, and they obviously, they need, I don't want to say need to be careful with him. I know he's been back in training, but you're always worried about aggravating that injury. But the squad just seems to be getting healthier at the right time. Signings, firing on all cylinders at the right time. And we don't want to get carried away, but it bodes well. There's a positive feel around there, isn't there, Freddie?
At the moment, yes, it is. It's simply by winning games. With the Jack Watmore thing, I think he said in an interview where as long as he doesn't worry about the injury when he comes back playing football, he'll be fine. It'll be as if he was never away. Which from the commentary I gathered from the Scunthorpe game, he played as if he hadn't been away at all. So I'm sure he'd be able to be fine for the rest of the season, luck permitting. But yeah, precisely. I'm very positive about Portsmouth at the moment. Yes, there are a couple of tweaks to the tactics, which I would prefer personally, and a lot of other fans would as well. But at the moment, Portsmouth keep winning games, grinding out results, being that strong team in the league. And as long as they're consistent, I'm sure they'll be fine for at least playoffs. Mm. And then from there, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
What tactics then, Freddie, that you and the fans may be calling for? What would you see done differently then?
In terms of the directness of the football, most fans, the only time when they get really annoyed by it was if it's aimless direct football. For example, in the game against Bolton, in the first 10 minutes of the second half, Portsmouth were panicking on the ball when the opposition were pressing them. It's just a different way of building out from the back. Just a tiny bit more patience. Yes, Portsmouth have got a lot of players who can play a lovely direct football, direct pass, which is really good. So that was one of the changes I would make, just a tiny bit more patience when controlling in possession. And maybe another thing, I would like to see a 4-3-3 instead of a 4-2-3-1. I still don't like Marcus playing as an attacking midfielder. I think I'd rather just see him as a striker. But at the moment, if the players are suited to that formation and the wins keep coming, I think I don't see Kenny Jackett changing that anytime soon.
Yeah, they're firing at the minute. And it's not just the 5 wins for me. It's in different competitions. Back to another different competition after winning in the EFL trophy. It's the FA Cup on the weekend. This time it's Barnsley. What are you making of this one?
It's going to be a tough game. I think the nice thing about this game on Saturday will be that ex-Portsmouth will play Connor Chaplin. He'll be coming back to Fratton Park for the first time since moving away, so it'd be nice to see him play. Barnsley are a very difficult team to play against. It would be that sort of barometer of the teams Portsmouth could be like if they get promoted to the Championship. So again, it's a nice barometer of what they could be if they get promoted, for example. So yeah, it'll be a tough game, I think.
Yeah, it will be a tough game. They've got new man Struber in charge. Obviously, they're always difficult at Oakwell, but it is at Fratton Park. But maybe they won't have a full focus on this one because they're fighting for their lives in the Championship. You know them well from League One last year. They flew up there. But obviously, maybe Portsmouth maybe will play a stronger team than they will.
Potentially, yeah. Well, Kenny Jackett loves the FA Cup. He doesn't like to play weakened sides in it.
As he should.
He's only ever played weakened sides in sometimes in the Leasing.com games. But if, for example, that game's on a Tuesday night, and then there are back-to-back games between them, and also in the League Cup as well. So I expect Portsmouth to play a strong side. I think there might be one or two rotations depending on injuries, because James Bolton went off quite early in the second half, so we're not sure if he's injured or not.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I expect Portsmouth to play a strong team.
Yeah, strong team. I don't know if I'm expecting that from Barnsley. They was in action themselves tonight, losing to Preston, so they won't have that confidence momentum that Portsmouth certainly do this around the team at the minute. What is your score prediction on those factors, Freddie?
It's going to be a really tough game. I would love to see. I'd love to see. I think a 1-1 draw. I'd go for 1-1 draw, and then the replay midweek.
Oh, I don't know if Pompey need that with all the games they're playing the EFL Trophy at the minute. Love to see them just do it and get their name in a hat from the fifth round. But Freddie, as always, chatting to you, a joy. Really appreciate you coming on the Portsmouth Fan Show. Our regular there, Freddie Webb from Pompey News Now. What a show we had. We went to the live reaction, beating Scunthorpe, and what a run they are on. Incredible stuff from Portsmouth at the minute. 5 successive wins in 3 different competitions. Absolutely, you just love to see it. Well, you can always have your say on any of the fan shows, but especially the Pompey one. Tweet us at Lovesport Radio, call us 028 7020 5458. They was in action tonight, played Scunthorpe, 2-1 they won at home at Fratton Park, and they are now in the semi-finals.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Lovesport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Lovesport Radio on Twitter.